Welcome to Walking with Jesus, Discipleship Journey audio podcast presented by Disciples Community. Jesus' discipleship is not just about having religious knowledge about Him, but it is to be more like Jesus by knowing Him better through His Word and living out our life based on His Word. To access more resources and to also partner with us, log on to www.disciplescommunity.org. Hey friend, greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Trust you are keeping well and doing good in the Lord. And I believe the Word of God is working in your lives and coming alive as you spend each day in the discipleship journey with Jesus Christ. Today, in this particular podcast episode, I wanted to touch base upon, you know, understanding who we are in Christ in our discipleship journey with Him. You know, it is very important that we know who we are in Christ. And if we don't have that understanding, you know, there are so much things that could, you know, topple us in our journey. So, for a short time devotion, I wanted to take you to a scripture portion from the epistle of Paul to Corinthians. Now let us turn our attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5. And it reads, Paul writing to the Corinthians saying, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test." You know, this particular verse would be a very frightening verse for people who read it, and those people who stand on their own performance will feel dreaded when they read this verse, because it is talking about some examination, and the people who are standing by their own performance will always have this frightening thought in their mind when they go over this verse. You know, it's like, you know, examining yourselves whether you are in Christ and then trying to do the self-examination and failing yourselves or passing yourselves. You know, self-examination would be a dangerous thing if you are standing by your own performance and not trusting in what Jesus did for you. And that becomes a danger, you know, if we are rating ourselves by our own performance and not trusting what Jesus did for us. The idea that we have to actually examine ourselves for sin is coming from a human thought. You know, if you look in the Old Testament, Old Covenant, when they used to bring, you know, lamb to the temple for sacrifice, you know, the priest examined the lamb whether it was proper sacrifice to give, and you did not get a chance even then in the Old Covenant to examine the sacrifice that you were bringing. So that is actually a shadow of the new reality that we find in the New Covenant, you know. So when it comes to self-examination, Jesus was the sacrifice that was made for our sins. So when it comes to self-examination, it is the sacrifice that has to be examined, not us. And that is the thing that we need to understand, right? Whenever we come in communion or worship, right, the scripture says the communion has to be done in remembrance of Jesus. Jesus was the sacrifice. He is the one that we have to remember. He is the one that we have to examine when it comes to self-examination. So in this particular verse, 2 Corinthians 13:5, Paul is not saying that you have to periodically examine yourselves and make sure that you're still saved, right? He's not saying that. But what he is trying to enforce upon us is that we have to examine and know that Christ Jesus is in us. And that is the examination that we need to do to understand that whether Jesus Christ is still living inside of us. And that examination is the examination of faith in the discipleship journey. You know, Paul wanted you to know that Christ is in you and we are in union with Jesus Christ and we have been sanctified in Jesus Christ and our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Paul was reaffirming this through this particular verse where he's saying, do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? And are you not convinced in your own mind that you are one with Christ Jesus? Or are you still wondering whether you are one with Christ Jesus who has made sacrifice for your sins, right? So in this particular verse, we can understand the whole crux in the discipleship journey. Many a times in our discipleship journey with Jesus, we will fall in the trap where we compare ourselves, examine ourselves based on our own performance, by our own works. And that is where, you know, we may fall short in our discipleship journey. One thing that we need to understand is, you know, if we are in the discipleship journey with Jesus, you know, we have accepted Jesus as our Savior and we believe in His sacrifice and we believe that we are one in Christ and Christ lives inside of us. And when we have that understanding, when we do a self-examination, it is examining whether Jesus is living inside of us. If Jesus is living inside of us, we are saved and we are made the righteousness of God. And whatever we do as works is not the root, but it becomes the fruit of our salvation that we have received from Christ Jesus. So this is a very important thing that we need to understand, right? That we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, a holy and living sacrifice. If we don't realize that Christ Jesus is living inside of us, and if we fail that test, then we need to come back through repentance and believe the good news about Jesus, that He loved us and He died for us and He now lives inside of us. If we are outside of Jesus, the way inside of Jesus is only through the door of God's grace. And once we have received God's grace, we are a new creature. And it is all about renewing our mind with the Word of God in our daily discipleship walk with Jesus. And when we renew our mind with the Word of God, you know, we start to do things that God expects from our life. So it is not by our own performance that we go closer to God, but it is by knowing how close we are to God as Christ Jesus lives inside of us, and then we renew ourselves through His Word, that we come to that position where God wants us to be. And once we have come to that position where God wants us to be, you know, we can lead a successful discipleship journey with Jesus. I pray that this word blesses you and encourages you and builds you up in your daily discipleship walk with Jesus. And may you be blessed and renewed by His Word. Have a blessed day. Be in the Word and be in the Lord. God bless you. Amen.